Logalog faced the oncoming Rapscower until he was almost on top of him. Then, stepping neatly aside, he tripped Hogspit, lashing his back smartly with the rapier blade as the big weasel went down. The shrew circled him teasingly.
Up on your paws, you great puddin', or I'll finish you where you lie!
His face ugly with rage, Hogspit scrambled up and began taking huge swings at the shrew with his cutlass. Each time the blade came down, it was either on the ground or thin air. The shrews in the boat sat impassively, watching their leader making a fool of the bigger creature. Turning aside the bludgeoning cutlass with a flick of his rapier, Logalog mocked his opponent.
It must be a poor outlook for this damn old cove, if and this is the way he teaches his officers to handle a blade. Can't you do any better, Bucket Bum?
Slavering at the mouth and panting, Hogspit cleaved down, holding the cutlass with both paws. The blade tanged off a rock, sending a shock through him. He spat at his enemy, snarling,
I'll carve your guts into frog meat and dance on them!
Logalog wiped the weasel's spit from his headband, eyes flat with menace.
No beast ever spat on me and lived. I could have slain you a dozen times. Here, there, left, right, up, down.
Whirling about, he pricked Hogspit each time he spoke, showing him the truth of the statements. Halting, the shrew curled his lips scornfully at the Rapscower and turned his back on him, saying,
Get out of me sight, vermin. You've done yourself no honour here today.
Swinging the cutlass high, Hogspit charged at the shrew's unprotected back. At the last possible second, Logalog turned and ran him through, gritting up into the coward's shocked face.
No skill, no sense, and no honour. Now you've got no life.